dictation for William Cox, Willimcox, follow-up visit, date of birth 4/22/1977. The visit date is 5/29/2024. Mr. William Cox allegedly was a victim of an automobile accident where he was hit on a T-bone passenger side while traveling as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches and dizziness and blurred vision, as well as pain syndrome affecting the neck, mid-back and lower back with radiation to the right buttock, involvement of the right second, third and fourth finger as numbness and tingling, elbow pain in the right side, pain in the left shoulder also continued. As of now, patient continues to have the same symptoms with the minimal relief. He reported that the pain level is between 7 and 8 and 30% relief is reported. Pain headaches are around 7 in both temples and the posterior part of the head. Pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is 8. Right shoulder pain is 8 and 90 degrees of abduction is possible pain-free. He could not see Dr. Redden. They did not call him and he has been advised to go back again. He's going through a laser treatment at his therapy place and his pain level is between 7 and 8 as reported. No pain in the hip and knee is reported. Radiation of the pain to the buttocks is minimal and overall ADLs are affected 8. The patient reports only 30% improvement in the symptoms so far. Kindly review the records for ADL for system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as the compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 146/96, pulse 75, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam remains the same from the previous visit dated 4/30/2024, dictation number 0502-016. The plan is to continue the therapy medications. If provided with physical therapy once a week, focusing on neck, lower back and left shoulder. Is provided lidocaine patch 5% daily, ibuprofen 600 milligrams. A compounding cream is provided and naltrexone 1.5 milligram capsules. His maps and labs have been reviewed. Is found to be in compliance. He'll be seen in 30 days' time.